guys should have been in the business for a long time. Have you seen a large spike with Apple saying that this is the year, or last year was the year of the laptop? Are you seeing that a lot more folks are buying laptops and then hopefully also buying extra batteries for those laptops?
Oh, absolutely. Whether it be, there's a couple of factors. Number one, obviously the price of the laptops have come down tremendously, that people are buying laptops instead of their desktops for their home.
Action.
The way to go is with a laptop, number one. Number two, desktops are replaced by laptops. Less room in the office, number one. Number two, it allows people to take their work home with them. The other thing that we're seeing from a battery standpoint, the monitors, the features, everything that you're getting on there is definitely enhanced on the laptop. I mean, you're not missing what you were getting. Maybe if you're in graphics publishing or something, you can do oversized monitors, but you can even have that oversized monitor from the laptop.
Sure.
So.
You guys have also developed this iPod battery thing. Now, when I first heard about it, I thought it was just one of the other companies with the replacement iPod batteries in your iPod
and you slap
another battery on it. But it's not. This is an actual battery that attaches to the iPod.
Separation.
Explain that to the audience.
Exactly. Primarily.
And actually, anyone who's listening, I don't want to
again, judge
right
better.
Now. You've got the
so this absolutist thinking is like permeates every aspect of the world view, and it's unbelievably pernicious.
I mean, I'm Apple certified, but they have approved.
Blowed out of myself when I get a full impact
to
how pernicious it really is.
Because of the different size iPods, you've got the 20 gig up to the 40 gig, as well as the iPod Mini. We tried to come up with a product that would support all the models in one package. So we came up with an external battery pack.
In 2 days, John and Sylvia and Chris and I loaf and talk and ride up to an old mine in town and back. And then it's time for John and Sylvia to turn back home.
With our marketing on it. We, came out
we ride into Bozeman together
power
the
your
last
iPod
time.
For 40 hours.
At a bar, we have one last round of beer. And I discuss routes back with John. Then we say perfunctory things about how good it's all been. And how we'll see each other soon. John has the motorcycle start. Sylvia gets on, and they disappear in the heavy traffic of out-of-state cars, which I watch for a long time. Then Chris and I walk toward the school. Heavy recall. Phaedrus walked through these streets many times. He prepared his lectures in the peripatetic manner, using these streets as his academy. The subject he'd been brought here to teach was rhetoric, writing. He was to teach some advanced courses in technical writing and some sections of freshman English. Do you remember the street? I ask Chris. He looks around and says, we used to ride in a car to Hickory. Whoever saw you first would get a nickel. And then we'd stop and let you in the back of the car, and you wouldn't even talk to us.
Jerusalem, in anger against the Hasmoneans, with all kinds of religious differences, and went off to form their own community. They were people who had a powerful apocalyptic ideology, and were clearly expecting the world to come to an end, which it did for them because they were destroyed by the Romans. And they were intense interpreters of Scripture. Which is one of the things you do, particularly if you can't get to the temple, then you have scripture as an authority. I'm going to talk about that in a bit. And they also are founded by someone they call the righteous teacher, who clearly has his own set of teachings. So you see all four of those things in nice equal balance there. You don't see all four of them in equal balance in every group, but that those four traits come all together
Lesson 2, Vocabulary Building.
Look, you know, I was going to clean up, but why should I give you any false notions? Well, the truth is, I got a serious problem with cleanliness. Well, I could wash a dish 10 times, it'd still be dirty. And they even kicked me out of the army because I couldn't learn to make a bed.
I've seen worse. Harvey, could you get me some water and a few aspirin?
What, you got a headache?
No, but I want to avoid one.
Mm-hmm. Does any of this stuff work?
That's a good question. Well, do you work? I mean, you were trying to work. You were trying to work, do your thing of documenting protest activities and police activities.
Oh, that's what you want to talk about. I thought this was about my recipe book. Okay.
No, it's about Bobby Seale's recipe book.
Yeah, the cookbook, the barbecue.
Barbecue.
Well, I've been identifying with Bobby Seale lately.
Terrible the New York Times spin is because it's dividing the country.
Of some nocturnal conventicle. The very dew seems to hang upon the trees later into the day than usual, as on the sides of mountains. This small lake was of most value as a neighbor in the intervals of a gentle rainstorm in August, when, both air and water being perfectly still, but the sky overcast, mid-afternoon had all the serenity of evening, and the wood thrush sang around and was heard from shore to shore. A lake like this is never smoother than at such a time, and the clear portion of the air above it being shallow and darkened by clouds, the water, full of light and reflections, becomes a lower heaven itself so much the more important. From a hilltop nearby, where the wood had been recently cut off, there was a pleasing vista southward across the pond, through a wide indentation in the hills which formed the shore there, where their opposite sides, sloping toward each other, suggested a stream flowing out in that direction through a wooded valley. But stream there was none. That way I looked between and over the near green hills to some distant and higher ones in the horizon, tinged with blue. Indeed, by standing on tiptoe, I could catch a glimpse of some of the peaks of the still bluer and more distant mountain ranges in the northwest. Those true blue coins from heaven's own mint, and also of some portion of the village. But in other directions, even from this point, I could not see over or beyond the woods which surrounded me. It is well to have some water in your neighborhood to give buoyancy to and float the earth. One value, even of the smallest well, is that when you look into it, you see that earth is not continent, but insular. This is as important as that it keeps water cool. When I looked across the pond from this peak toward the Sudbury Meadows, which in time of flood I distinguished elevated perhaps by a mirage in their seething valley, like a coin in a basin, all the earth beyond the pond appeared like a thin crust, insulated and floated even by this small sheet of intervening water. Thank you.
spin is and how terrible the New York Times spin is, because it's dividing the country, undermining the war on terrorism. And his final line was, the spin must stop. Our lives depend on it. And then he had just spun the statement of Governor Kaine to serve his own interests.
Georgetown.
Fortunate man in the White House against our specifications.
A woman journalist there said to me, "I know nothing of your American politics."
Will the convention be? Will the sergeant at arms?
Is this thing working? Does any of this stuff work?
Like talking to bureaucrats on the phone is only one of many wonderful experiences of seeing this at work in the world, especially in the world of communications, which I happen to like. That particular sphere of this world is one of my interests, and so we have these intelligent packets, which are kind of like little people.
That's a good question. Well, will you work? I mean, you were trying to work.
I don't know. Is this thing working? Does any of this stuff work?
That's a good question. Well, will you work? I mean, you were trying to work. You were trying to work. Do your thing of documenting protest activities and police activities.
Oh, that's what you want to talk about. I thought this was about my recipe book. Okay.
No, it's about Bobby Seale's recipe book.
Yep. Yeah. Lately. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Mostly my camera, sometimes a microphone to document. I will take that thought no farther. I think you can complete that for yourself.
In other words, they showed that Euclid's first four axioms do not contradict the denial of his fifth axiom. Now several non-Euclidean geometries were produced by replacing the fifth axiom with alternatives. This received a great deal of attention throughout the remainder of the 19th century, notably from the mathematicians Georg Riemann and William Clifford. The rise of many different geometries, each internally consistent but contradicting all the others, produced a great deal of speculation about the nature of theorizing in general. There also were many warnings about the danger of being seduced by the metaphysical aspects of scientific theory.
Which are kind of like little people. And the reason I say that is because there's a geometry of scale, if you will, psychically, of a certain point where something is alive and operates as a
so-called positivist movement gained strength throughout Europe, suggesting, among other things, that scientific theories are merely instruments for predicting and controlling nature. Nature. nature, not indicators of truth or reality themselves. The value of scientific theory is thus practical, not metaphysical. Seen as practical. Scientific theory was thus seen as practical, not metaphysical. This positivistic view about scientific theories is also sometimes called instrumentalism.
Let's examine some of these phrases more closely. Mr. Dietz Romo, your instructor, will pronounce a series of hip words and phrases. After each one, there will be a pause so that you can repeat the phrase aloud. Mr. Romo.
Dig. Dig it. Dig yourself, baby. Dig the chick. Dig the cat. Dig the shades, I guess. Yeah, that's where it's at. Dig. Square. What a drag.
These came, no doubt, from the fact that the device of diabolical letters, once you thought of it, exploits itself spontaneously, like Swift's Big and Little Men, or the medical and ethical philosophy of Erewhon, or Anstey's Garuda Stone. It would run away with you for 1,000 pages if you gave it its head. But, though it was easy to twist one's mind into the diabolical attitude, it was not fun, or not for long. The strain produced a sort of spiritual cramp. The world into which I had to project myself while I spoke through screw tape was all dust, grit, thirst, and itch. Every trace of beauty, freshness, and geniality had to be excluded. It almost smothered me before I was done.
Whole self. And where you're just dividing something temporarily to process or to look further into it and analyze it in various ways or whatever, which we need to do all the time in being aware of ourselves, and in keeping an eye on that separation. It's easy to see that when something has some form of aliveness, sort of a geometry of three from two, that creates the sort of virtual reality of it, or the world change, which is basically what a virtual means. And so anytime you change worlds, or transform, that's not transform, it's a transcend. Yeah, whenever you go from transforming to transcending.
Well, Will Rogers. So, now, he comes back and he says, still, now, this is the first thing I couldn't take was this thaw in the Cold War, because I think we should be forceful with the Reds. It's one language they understand. Then Nixon said, I've invited Khrushchev here so he can find out how we live. I didn't dig that either, see? And he's coming in 2 weeks. So I bugged, and I said, to everybody, I don't think that red killer should be here because it's, you know, oppression of the satellite nations and everything, and anti-Semitism in Russia and all these reasons. And he's coming here. So I went to my group commander there, this colonel. I said, listen, why is he coming here? What about the satellite nations and suppression? And the colonel said, well, he's going to be here in a week. Why don't you see him and ask him? You know, it had all changed. That's when I began to get the message. The week before Khrushchev came, President Eisenhower said, we've got to learn to live with Russia, which I found was kind of a curve. I wasn't ready for that. And then after that, just before Khrushchev came, Israel started trading with Germany. Remember? A Mercedes-Benz made in Israel, right? So I began to feel as a draft in the air. Something's wrong.
Gloom and doom.
And see, I thought I was marrying somebody with a sense of humor.
I guess I fooled you.
The ice has gotten snowing. So tiny. I'm waking up every day and every day, smiling around every day. We're together and we're holding hands and we're far away in the stars. Well, I won't say the stars, but it's so.
I respond. We're living in topsy-turvy times, and I think that what causes the topsy-turvy feeling is the inadequacy of old forms of thought to deal with new experiences. During periods of root expansion, things have always looked as confused and topsy-turvy and purposeless as they do now. The whole Renaissance is supposed to have resulted from the topsy-turvy feeling caused by Columbus's discovery of a new world. It just shook people up. The topsy-turviness of that time is recorded everywhere.
You were arrested for wiretapping with a microphone that was clearly visible.
According to the officer's report.
Force order in the convention.
We are selecting the head of the most powerful nation on earth, the man who literally will hold in his hands the power of survival or destruction, of freedom or slavery.
Hubert Her Humphrey was in Atlantic City. The crackers that you voted for were in Atlantic City. What did they do for you when you wanted to sit down? They were quiet. They were silent. They said, don't rock the boat. You might get Goldwater elected. Don't rock the boat. You might get Goldwater elected.
Franklin D. Roosevelt is...
What a bring down. Later for that man. Forget it.
I'm proud to say that I don't smoke, I don't drink, and I don't swear. Oh shit, I do smoke and drink.
Are you making progress?
To a view of history and to a view of all that man does. James Orr wrote them much later. But the Puritans had long ago, discovered that truth and put it into practice. Have you ever stopped to think, if you take the date 1607,
when the first colony was founded at Jamestown, and go to 1789, you have a period of 172 years. From 1789 to 1974 is 185 years, which is to say that our colonial experience is only by a decade shorter than our national experience under the Constitution.
For this book, he said, voting for Nader in a safe state is fine. That's what I'm going to do. I don't see how anyone could read what I wrote and think otherwise. Voting for Nader in a safe state is not a vote for Bush.
Yeah, well, I just
Noam,
got...
Noam Chomsky's words.
Right, exactly. I just got tired of having his words just trotted out there at every single turn by progressives to say, look, see, even Noam Chomsky, blah, 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 blah. And so I went to him and said, well, what's the story? And that, you know, then I reprinted it basically exactly as you quote him. And then I also went to Howard Zinn and said, you know, and asked, what about the safe street strategy? And he said, yeah, people in...
It would have smothered my readers if I'd prolonged it. I had, moreover, a sort of grudge against my book for not being a different book which no one could write.
And today, educators, such as they be, would skip over our colonial period. And they would rob us of an understanding of our heritage. And this is by design, not solely by ignorance, although that certainly does come into the picture.
How stupid do you have to be when you have the inside information?
Independent tests, we're getting results back, and very good reviews are saying, you know, we're getting 76 hours, we're getting 80 hours of runtime on one charge.
Wow.
His first full term when the 1936 Democratic Party convention...
I want my eye back, bitch!
charge your iPod battery once, and you know, people are going on camping trips where there's no access to recharge their iPod. They're going on long trips.
That was at a public demonstration
as
well.
And lots of people saw this. Yes, I've been walking around collecting sound aggressively for probably 30 minutes.
It was that June morning in Philadelphia. That first evening is 3 hours of Democratic oratory, an FDR festival, a chronicling of the New Deal.
About 5 hours, as I predicted. The wall had a strange slant to it, which made it awkward to paint on. But one of my favorite things about painting murals is the amount of adaptability, physically, you must put up with to accomplish the task. I found positions that were new to me to balance and keep the consistency required. Some of the best photos of this painting are of the body language and posture. Christopher Makos wakes me up.
So it's very hard for anyone to make the case that I was collecting in secret, which is exactly what that law says if you look it up. And if you go to my website, freemanz.com, you will have a link, a convenient link, right to that Massachusetts general law, right off of the mass.gov website.
Now, due to this, your equipment was confiscated and you've since been effectively shut down.
Yes, I have been shut down. I've been censored by the Metro.
Praise for its accomplishments, both real and theoretical. Speaker, the senator from Kentucky.
Changes in it, like it starts out with these leaves. You have all these leaves that, you know, do I draw all these leaves or can't? They change perspective, so you can't use this frozen frame thing. The whole scene is like 45 seconds long, So that took, it took me probably 3 weeks to do this one scene. Every day I just came in and worked on it. Having worked with computer graphics for so long, that the traditional 3D graphic stuff or just computer animation is a totally different world from painting, and the spontaneity and just the, when you grow up being a painter or if you do a lot of painting, it has nothing to do with computer graphics. And the look we wanted for the film, and what I really find interesting in animation, is a painting look. And there's not a lot of people that know both. So if you're going to have software to do this, it needs to be sort of geared toward what you do in painting, which is just a lot of repetition, you know. And it's not this, it doesn't require a difficult interface. So the advantage to that was that there were a couple of animators that had no computer experience, and they were able to use it. And then, you know, most of them did have just sort of medium computer experience, and that's really who it's geared for the best, I guess. So here's this scene, and it starts out where I didn't draw every leaf, but I interpolated them so they sort of smoothly glide away. I'll just turn off the layers one by one. You can sort of see how the scene is put together. Each of these little potted plants has its own layer. The camera like shifts around, and you know, those houses disappear after a while, and then there's so many things going on within one pan of the camera. Up until this point, we had never done anything with a moving background, really. I mean, the whole movie was like just all these complicated backgrounds.
Is a tool, and a willing tool, and a knowing tool of all of these special, or the very special interests he professes to be against.
I find it kind of absurd that I am so aware of these things now.
I'm gonna miss you, Major. You aren't ready to stay dead. You don't know the rules of the game anymore.
Tell me about it.
Budget cuts, dear. Congress blinded us overseas. I was forced to turn to any eyes and ears I could find, even if that meant recruiting the quote-unquote bad guys here.
Budget cuts? Is that what this is about? Operation Honeymoon. Fuck me. You're running a fundraiser.
Fundraiser?
1993. World Trade Center bombing, remember? During the trial, one of the bombers claimed the CIA had advanced knowledge. The diplomat who issued the terrorist visa was CIA. It's not unthinkable they paved the way for the bombing, purely to justify a budget increase.
You're telling me that you're going to fake some terrorist thing just to scare some money out of Congress?
Well, unfortunately, Mr. Hennessy, I have no idea how to fake killing 4,000 people. So we're just going to have to do it for real. Oh, blame it on the Muslims, naturally. Then I get my funding. Good night, old girl. Timothy Albion, Chopper 1.
No, just her.
Sam. I'll be waiting for you to come rescue me.
But just a minute.
And looking for points of pain to reframe the inner search as looking for something that is bigger than oneself, an altered state of consciousness that's more collective and therefore fascinating. Sevens have to be inspired to meditate, to stay committed, to limit themselves in life. And the meaning of sobriety for the seven who has steadied inner attention means an ability to open into the entire range of inner being rather than being satisfied with the smaller pleasures of ordinary life. Sevens who find themselves committed to depth rather than surface experience are truly well-rounded beings. They can fully open to the brightest and the best that life has to offer. And they can also stay aware and present during the bad times, to the times when it's easy to bail out.
I've come to learn the importance of knowing what's going on in this area.
Then you're leaving this world and going to a different world, which doesn't require leaving a sense of the old world, necessarily, unless you want to. And so these intelligent packets in the internet were given life way back in the 60s by the inventors, and it didn't have to be that way, but the phone company wouldn't have anything to do with the project, and if they had, they said it was impossible, which I'm sure they had to know couldn't be true, but even if they believed it was true, it's a stroke of good fortune here, because had they invented the internet protocol, they would have, and I don't even know if this is possible, but Microsoft has been possible, so we do have various ways that the old world is holding on to the new, with the old world's police to enforce it and so forth. A concept we still believe in quite a bit.
The positivist mood was well captured by the geometer William Clifford in 1885.
Remember that scientific thought is the guide of action. That the truth which it arrives at is not that which we can ideally contemplate without error, but that which we may act upon without fear. Without fear.
Metropolitan Boston Transit Authority Police.
Barkley rubs 12 years of Republican failure into the faces of the delegates.
Yeah, I could just sit out here forever. Couldn't you?
But that which we may act upon without fear.
In the same year of 1885,
it was sent by his reporter, Steve McClendon. I was stunned. What did he think of the email, I asked him. He said he'd apologize to the young conservatives of Texas, telling them, this certainly is not reflective of what we do at the Star-Telegram, that it is in conflict with our ethics code. Though even then it made some whopping mistakes. Its chief correspondent to Moscow in the 1930s, seeing the Democratic Party around a set of economic ideas, had not only forced some of these people to acknowledge the issue of liberal bias, found newsrooms a long time and have seen lots of crazy things, but the book took off.
Then he scrubs those faces clean with the washcloth of the New Deal.
Since my pieces are put into the auction market, I have to deal with the situation, whether I like it or not. To just ignore it only makes it more of a situation. I still have not bought anything back myself, but I've begun to follow the auctions to at least find out if things have been sold and for how much. Especially since there are people out there who could try to affect my market by making it appear as if there was a general move to dump my stuff on the market, creating a kind of stock market crash where everyone follows.
Been charged falsely, their charges cannot hold up in court. And
but in the meantime, you're not operating.
In the meantime, my equipment has been seized. I don't know if I'll ever see it again, given that the police accounting of the equipment lists all my most expensive stuff as miscellaneous.
My struggle, after losing three quarters of my body, you will find strength, and you will be a part of an extraordinary moment in history.
Had the phone company invented the internet protocol, it would have been a centralized authority and controllable by toll gates or what have you, just like the phone system is.
In the Dead Sea Sect, which is a kind of Levitical religion but with no temple, because they're not giving sacrifices, which is part of the reason that the apocalyptic moves in. In any case, to make a long story short, in 63 BCE, the Roman general Pompey, because of a dispute within the Hasmonean family, takes over Judea and Galilee, and under the Roman rule, which continues on now until the destruction of the temple and beyond that, under Roman rule, the role of the high priest changes. I mean, the political dimension of the priesthood disappears. It's not the same, and there's different kinds of Roman rule over Judea. The most important and best known figure of this period is probably Herod the Great, who ruled from 37 BCE to 4 BCE, who built up the temple in Jerusalem and built the temple and so on. That takes us down to really the foundation of the beginning of Rabbinic Judaism.
Meanwhile, Khrushchev comes here, and I'm at the University of California trying to organize a hunger strike against Khrushchev. That doesn't go too well in this country. We're not too unified that way. It's like we're single-minded. In other words, if President Eisenhower went on a hunger strike over some legislation, I have a feeling that no matter how loyal, most of the Republicans would say, why should I stop eating if he isn't hungry? You know that? That's what I mean. So, he then lands here, Khrushchev, and I was ready for any eventuality, because these are unscrupulous people. One of the visions I had is that he might land at the airport alone. See, now think of the propaganda value here of this TU-114, the biggest turboprop in life, coming in, and this little man getting out alone, you know, with goggles and a cap. Right? And then all the Marines at the airport and the honor guard would say, our leaders can't fly. Right? Which is not altogether true. Some of our leaders can fly. Arthur Godfrey. But he didn't. He behaved himself. And he'd never been in a democracy before, this killer. So when he got off the plane, hope you'll pardon my bias, but I feel very strongly about these things. He got off the plane and Eisenhower said, we're glad you're here, which was kind of nebulous because this is democracy. He was surrounded by constituents with signs saying, what have you done with my brother? Remember?
If people want to hurt my market, they can even create a false impression by overestimating the value of something so that when it doesn't reach the estimate at auction, it will appear as if they are losing value.
We have a problem with too much narrative right now in all the arts. I mean, we live in an era where in television and the movies, it's all about telling these tidy stories about human beings and their interactions. And I dare say, as much as I enjoy, as anyone does, an exciting movie, a Hollywood movie, I think they're afraid to have ambiguous endings. I think they're afraid to talk about the complexity that goes on. People are often conflicted. People are neither good nor bad. People have lots of different things going on inside of them. But for some reason, these narratives now, you've got to get people, pull them into your story, work their emotions, and then you better leave them with a good feeling, an uplift, or you're not going to make money.
Remarkably good.
It really does work. And a worldwide community, I would imagine.
This is what I was afraid of in this auction. There were several pieces, two wood reliefs and four drawings, which had much higher estimates than those for similar pieces in the last auction. So if they went low, it could look like they are not wanted anymore. The weird thing is that this affects the desire for my new work.
Every hundredth of a minute increment of time, approximately how far you went. You could take the speed at that moment and just assume you went at the same speed during that interval of time.
Greetings and farewells. Greetings.
Hey, do you have any idea how boring this must be?
Oh,
what a drag.
Please, Mr. Romo, just...
Hey, what's happening, baby? What's shaking, man? Hey, there you go. Hey.
And farewell.
Hey, I'm gonna... Look, this is a drag. I'm gonna cut.
So to ensure a market for the work I am doing now and the work I want to do in the future, I have to make sure that the older work is still in demand. What a strange cycle.
Means that if I stand in front of a painting, or I listen to a piece of music, or I watch a dance performance, mm-hmm. and there isn't someone there to explain what the story is,
yes.
I'm wondering whether or not I ought to be there.
Yeah, and is there something wrong with you?
The other weird thing is that the work I did earlier is already in competition with the work I am doing now. I am 29 and I've been showing works internationally on the gallery circuit, that is, art market, since around 1982. I think started appearing in auctions around 1984, and since then have been in many auctions. Unfortunately, many of the people who were buying my work originally in 1982 or 3 were merely buying it as an investment. They could care less whether they liked it, so long as it would make them money.
But you didn't, quote, get it. And I think that that's what the great challenge and the great wealth of art is that it encourages you to look inside of yourself and find the corollaries to just how much in this life we don't get. You know, how much in this life is complex, and yet we keep living. And there are epiphanies. Now, we have to understand how to think, and we have to understand how to trust what we know about our senses. Therefore, art that I like to make, yes, it is body-based art, but it is about what space is, what time is. It's about weight. It's about, and those things, space and time and weight, have emotional corollaries, but you have to be astute in understanding how to read them.
Because we are never encouraged to suspend our...
Maybe they didn't know what it was. Now, I had plans to go and do a lot more work with this equipment, and I don't know when I'll be seeing it again. I can't afford to replace it. Many people know that I've been doing this project...
going on to this website.
Yes, but also a worldwide community that is...
Information, money, and assistance can be transmitted and rendered very effectively over very long distances.
I thought many of these people were assholes in the beginning and naively sold them works that may not have been of great quality. They are now reselling all of these things and making much more money than I made originally.
Linear narrative sense, right. of those different dimensions.
Let's bring this idea home by looking at an example where the speed actually is varying continuously. That is, at every different time, we're going at a different speed. So let's look at a case where at every moment of time on your videotape, you see that the speedometer is always reading 2 times the time, miles per minute. 2 times the time, miles per minute. So that means at the 1 minute mark, the car is going 1 mile per minute. No. At the 1 minute mark, the car is going 2 miles per minute. At the 2 minute mark, the car is going 2 times 2, 4 miles per minute. At the 1.5 minute mark, the car is going 1.5 times 2, 1 mile per minute. Now, since this car is going so fast, the speeds are getting very fast, in order to make it realistic, instead of talking about 60 minutes, let's just talk about 3 minutes.
This whole system sucks dick, but it is almost impossible to avoid. What young artist would not want to be seduced by the chance to sell work at the first opportunity? Also, because the initial sales are instrumental in creating an interest in the work and creating an audience. Also, of course, I wanted to sell pictures instead of deliver houseplants. So it is a vicious cycle. 1. You were singled out in the group, critically by art critics and or the public. 2. This creates an interest in your works in the public and among art dealers and galleries.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, we are not encouraged. There are certain quarters. I believe if you're an astrophysicist or if you're a quantum physicist, you certainly have to understand how to think outside the linear box. Everyone knows that. And if you are anybody who has studied how children develop, you have to suspend a lot of your assumptions about how the human mind develops. And if you ever watch human relationships, really how they operate between men and women, things are much less clear than we think. There's a certain courage and a certain kind of degree of looseness that one has to have. Artists are constantly trying to get us to do that. Kurt Varnadoe, former curator of the Museum of Modern Art, told me he thinks art is important because, quote, it is quicker than we are. The artist, when it's good, the artist is already out there talking about that strange, shady area between up and down, left and right, and past and future.
3. They realize that this means they can sell the work, so they offer you exhibitions. 4. People buy the work, which enables you to work more, buy bigger, better materials and workspace.
Have a fundraiser for you.
I wish we could. I've been doing this project out of my own pocket for something like 2.5 years. And
support yourself without doing un-art-related work. 5. This also means your fellow artists no longer see you as part of the group, since now you make money, so your entire social situation changes around you.
What is the nature of memory? What's the true nature of memory? What is the true nature of perception?
So it's a much shorter kidnapping. Okay, shorter kidnapping, 3 minutes. So, one way to approximate the distance traveled would be this, that we could say, if the car were going at 0 miles an hour for the first 30 minutes, that would be some approximation, not a very good approximation to how far you actually went, but it would be some approximation. And then during the next 30 minutes, from 30 minutes to 1 minute, you could assume that the car went at the speed where it started that interval of time.
There's many, many thousands of dollars in equipment, and many thousands of hours of my time have gone into this. I'm stretched to the limit trying to do what I'm doing. We're all, like many activists, we're working overtime trying to do what we do and support ourselves, too. And now the MBTA police have succeeded in shutting me down and as well diverting my energy from helping the people that I would like to get their messages out to defending myself from this ridiculous criminal charge.
Namely, 1/2 times 2, which is 1 mile per minute.
1/2 times 2, which is 1/2 times 1, namely,
namely, 1/2 times 2, which is 1 mile per minute. And then between the intervals of time, 1 minute to 1.5 minutes, suppose you took the slowest speed you ever went there, namely the 2 miles per minute, the speed you started at during that time. That's where your photograph of the speedometer is being recorded.
You got eyes to split? Let's make it. You going uptown? I got wheels. Want to ride? My short's outside.
And we do the same thing, from the half minute to the 2 minute mark, from the 2 to the 2.5, and from the 2.5 to the 3 minute mark. When we compute the distance by making this kind of an estimate, we're going to get a distance that's actually less than the actual distance that the car traveled.
6. You now are immediately thrust into the art market, since people begin to buy the work. 7. Many people buy the work because it is still very inexpensive, since you are still relatively unknown and your prices are fixed accordingly.
Art is quicker than we are, through a painting, through a gesture, perfectly conceived, through some combination of color and the way light hits the surface. Suddenly we find all sorts of associations fragmenting like light hitting a prism. Now, this is what is supremely human. And I say, you know, friends disagree with me, we don't make art for the dolphins. We don't make it for the mountains. Art is for human beings.
They would have thought only in terms of monopoly and total control, and in military terms, command and control.
Don't open doors to strangers, baby.
Ich war mir der absurden Situation, in der ich mich befand. Die Qualität des Spiels änderte sich natürlich auch durch das Wissen beider Parteien, was gespielt wurde. Aber mich reizte schon immer das Risiko, das Spiel mit dem Feuer.
Work you sell, the more demand there is by word of mouth, by the people who are collecting it. Many people begin to think of you as a risky investment, but an investment nonetheless.
Because we're taking the slowest speed that we ever went during that interval of time. Now, I happen to have two cars here just to demonstrate this. Okay. So here we're traveling along our road, and the actual car, which will be here, this red one, is always increasing in speed. It's vroom, like that. The blue car, oh, there we go.
The blue car, on the other hand, let's suppose that it just goes at the fixed speed that what the red car is going at the interval of time. So at the beginning, the blue car just sits there while the red car picks up its speed. And then the blue car goes at the speed that the red car is traveling at that 1/2 minute mark, and it goes at a steady speed while the red car goes even faster. And then the blue car goes faster, but at a steady speed, while the red car continues to gain speed all the time. So the blue car is going at sort of a jerky speed. First just stop for 1/2 minute, then it goes at a steady speed for 1/2 minute, then it goes at a faster steady speed for 1/2 minute, then a faster steady speed for 1/2 minute, but it never changes speed. So... This approximation will, of course, leave the blue car well behind the red car.
By human beings. And then it asks the questions, what are we? And this is what I'm trying to talk about. But no, I have no problem with a well-crafted story. I'm reading Flannery O'Connor stories right now, and they're blowing my socks off. I have no problem with a clearly understood image. However, that image is talking about deeper waters when it's really good.
Since the work is still inexpensive, they can afford this small risk. 9. You produce even more works since you now have more time, money, and a new audience. And, of course, more offers for exhibitions because of the growing interest and the new market for this new rising artist. 10. As the demand increases, the prices begin to go up. 11. Because you are being collected and exhibited, more critics and journalists begin to write about the work.
You finished with us, yeah? Zeig dir, wer hier im Haus ist, ja?
Some company?
No, thanks. I'm saving myself till I get raped.
Step in the alley. I ain't asking you. I'm telling you.
Its own forums for discussing this.
If there's anything.
Yeah. Since at every moment it's going slower, it's well behind.
Thank you.
exactly what it looks like.
What do you mean? You mean you're dumping me? For what?
Look, this plebeian lifestyle just isn't working for me anymore, okay? I gotta get out of here before I kill myself.
Lauter?
Ja.
Bisschen lauter.
Ja, ich verstehe dich.
Ja, dann ist gut.
But you do know that the red car traveled then more than the blue car traveled. But the blue car's travel is easy to compute because that's the method we already knew. There, where it stays steady, steady speed, then a steady speed. Okay, so how far did the blue car travel? It traveled at this long, tedious sum.
One has to take it seriously. When you're called out on the carpet in that context, you can't laugh it off. They put you in a cell and you get to think about it. Gee, did I really do something that was wrong?
Okay. Well, we could do the exact same thing again. Which we will, just because this is what you do in math. You see, you actually carry these things through. This is a case where during that first minute, during the first half minute, suppose the blue car is going at the speed that the red car attained only at the end. In other words, the blue car is always going faster than the red car. And the red car just goes at the same speed, just right at the very end. So here the blue car starts right in going 1 mile per minute, 60 miles per hour, while the red car starts at a stop and gradually increases to 1 mile per minute after a half a minute. So the blue car is going at the steady but very fast speed. The red car is gaining speed, and at the very end, it's going at the same speed.
We're going to get in the wind. Later.
In the pad.
Will you tell him to stop beating that gong, man? It's a drag. It's very hard on the nerves.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Rome. Charlie.
All right.
The gong.
I'll do, please, my words.
In the pad.
I would dig to pick up on some sounds. Turn on the box. Put on some sides. Hey, man, get in the horn. Call some freaky people. We'll have a scene.
International, where they might not have the right connector to plug their AC adapter in to charge their iPod. So it's actually providing much more runtime than you know, you would imagine. The reason we got into it is we were hearing all of the negative feedback of the runtime and the battery issues that Apple was having with their first generation. I think Apple has, you know, with the recent launch on Monday of the fourth generation iPod, I think they've addressed the battery issue. You're getting now 8 to 12 hours, I think, runtime.
Yeah.
Which is great for charge, but you know what? Any lithium-ion battery, you know, a year, 18 months into it, is going to slowly die and hold less of a charge. So customers are ultimately going to need some kind of a replacement battery.
And that's just the nature of the battery. That's not a bad design on Apple's fault or anything else. That's just what's going to happen with any battery you get from anybody.
Right. Whether it's a cell phone, a laptop, a digital camera, the typical life of a laptop battery, for example, we say is anywhere from 12 to 18 months. And it's not just a random number. What happens is lithium ion, the properties allow you to charge and discharge only so many times. Mm. And lithium ion is about 350 to 400 cycles, charge-discharge cycles. So with laptops, we equate that to days. Because pretty much, if you're a real laptop user, you're on your laptop, you know, 5 or 6 days out of the week.
Sure.
If you're working on, you know, the weekend or whatever.
The hype of the art world begins to escalate. 12. Everyone feeds off this, including you.
How else could one account for the fact that light gets to us from the stars? In 1892, the Dutch physicist Hendrik Lorentz worked out an equation that quantified how much a physical object would
di aver abbassato lo sguardo per terra.
terra dritta di scatto la testa. Fissa Darla. Vede due occhi assenti. Li vede come se fossero vicinissimi, come se li potesse toccare. E pensa, sono occhi invincibili. Allora, d'improvviso, come una scossa, sente la paura piombargli addosso e piegargli le gambe. Cade in ginocchio, si piega in avanti, si appoggia con le mani per terra. Le vede tremare. Non riesce a respirare. Il sangue gli pulsa nelle tempie. Con una fatica enorme solleva lo sguardo verso Dark. È sempre là, fermo, in piedi. Bastardo, bastardo, bastardo.
And we don't want to meet blokes as in, you know, go out. All we want to do is meet mad laughers, huge dealers with big eyes and pupils, mad coloured clothes, who want to come out raving with us a lot. I mean, there are loads of us anyway, but we just want to meet more because, you know, the more there are, the better. And if there are any cool dealers around, give us a ring as well. Right, number's 01, and I only want mad ravers, no plastic ones who think they're dudes, all right? So you guys, just give us a ring. And we can just go zooming around the world together, raving, and just go mental, mental.
When the clouds open up over his target, was there pretty as a picture. I made the run, let the bomb go. That was my greatest thrill.
I took lessons.
the atomic bomb, we could destroy them and contaminate them.
And to prevent communication. A life without this sort of examination is not worth living.
Eventually, the works begin to appear at auction. Since the prices have risen substantially and some of these investors are eager to cash in now before a possible loss begins to set in.
I trust you slept well, sir. The bedding in this house has a curious character, but one does grow used to it after just a few years.
I will not be here that long.
nor did I expect to be. But it is a loud world. And this is an island. But an island, sir, ruled by a tyrant queen, has the power to send any one of us back to where we came from. The asylum, I mean.
Terence, waxing already. Perhaps you'd share your thoughts with me sometime. Mr. Clegg? How many shirts are you wearing? 1, 2, 3, 4? Now, really, is this absolutely necessary?
Oh, indeed it is, madam. Clothes maketh the man. And the less there is of the man, the more the need of the clothes.
These people who were speculative collectors probably don't believe in the value of the work in the first place and are eager to dump these things and make their next risky investment on some new artists they feel might be able to make them a few bucks.
She had paced up and down her room, a glass in her hand, trying to control her excitement. When he pressed her to tell him more, she stood quite still, turned slowly to look at him, and said, and I quote her exact words, "What Ruby told me this afternoon is going to blow the JFK case sky high."
Universal ancient fantasies. Let me give you an example. I remember one time listening to the news. It was the night that Duke Ellington died, and John Chancellor, the newscaster, came on the television screen and said, Edward Kennedy Duke Ellington, died today. He'll play for us later in the show. How could he play for us later in the show?
She got so mean to me at the end. It ain't like I tried to keep her captive or anything like that, you know?
Fifteen. Now the works at auction are in competition with the works you are still producing, and a balance must be sustained.
How can the dead live?
Chris, sitting behind me, suddenly comes to mind. And I wonder how much he knows, how much he remembers. We reach an intersection where the road from the park joins the main east-west highway. We stop and turn onto it. From here, we go over a low pass and into Bozeman itself. The road goes up now, heading west. And suddenly, I'm looking forward to what's ahead. We ride down out of the pass onto a small green plain. To the immediate south, we can see pine-forested mountains that still have last winter snow on the peaks. In all other directions appear lower mountains, more in the distance, but just as clear and sharp. The statement, to travel is better than to arrive, comes back to mind. We have been traveling, and now we will arrive.
Okay, now this will give us, when we do the same computation, the same tedious computation of saying, suppose that the car just went at a steady speed for half a minute, then another steady speed for half a minute, another steady speed for half a minute. When we do that computation, we see that in this case, the blue car went 10.5 miles. And that distance has to be more than the red car actually went. So we've boxed in the actual distance traveled by the red car by saying getting one number that's too big and one number that's too small. Okay? Now, how can we get two other numbers that are boxing in the correct answer but closer?
Well, if you live in an electronic videotaped world, as a newscaster does, the tape of Duke Ellington playing for us is Duke Ellington playing for us.
Hey man, this is all wrong. Who can learn anything with all these words out of there where they're supposed to be, you know? Dig cat, see the cat run, dig geats read. Anyway, man, you left out a very important thing about the pad.
Well, what is that, Mr. Romo?
Well, Dick, one thing that makes a pad different from an apartment is that every pad has a stash.
A stash? Is that anything like a bidet?
Yeah, well, I want to make a good stash, but...
What exactly is a...
Well, a stash is a secret place where you can put what you got from the man. So the man who thinks you shouldn't have it won't... sneak up on the scene and take it away.
Sixteen. The artist now must regulate his production to assure his ability to sustain this balance. This is a general scenario. My specific case is a little different because of the added situations I have brought to the system that have confused and challenged the system itself.
Any of this growth crap, man.
Everybody's always talking about how bad experiences cause you to grow and all that cliched stuff, man. And I had enough bad experiences and growth to last me plenty. Right now, I'd be glad to trade some growth for happiness.
NYC. By the way, one thing about the Brooklyn Museum, you can take the subway to Eastern Parkway, or if you are one of those New Yorkers with a car, they have good parking at the Brooklyn Museum, so you can also drive there. Hope to see many of you next Wednesday night at 7. Back in New York this weekend for a rare appearance at the Village Theater, the legendary political comedian Mort Saul. Like Lenny Bruce and just a handful of others, Saul does stand up more to provoke thought than to entertain. His politics run generally left, but he's also good friends with Alexander Haig, gives his share of abuse to liberals, and told the New York Times he does not plan to vote for John Kerry.
Now 77 years old, Saul
has been credited as the first comedian
ever to record an album
and the first
to appear on the cover of Time
magazine. The audience for his recent run
has included Dick Cavett and Woody Allen, who will be at the Village Theater, formerly the Village Gate.
Sunday, I welcome Mort Saul. Thanks very much for coming. Good morning, Mr. Saul.
Yes, hello. How you doing?
I'm all right. Your first performance, for those who don't know you, was in 1953, the heart of the era of
lecture, so you know what we're going to do. We're going to take smaller increments of time. Instead of half minute increments, let's take tenth of a minute increments.
That would go back to groups like the Knights of Templar, if you will, back in the Middle Ages.
Well, it is not about generosity. It's about the opposite.
It is indeed.
Well, you just have to watch the Fox News to see that. I mean,
the addition of my popular success and my immersion in the popular culture, also the special projects that have been a fundamental part of my growth and life in the art world, are now factors in my position in the art market. Most of these have affected my market strength in a negative way, similar to the way that what Andy did negatively affected his relationship to the market. So far, I have sustained my strength without any artificial means, but it has been an uphill struggle since my supporters are outnumbered by those who wish this pest would go away. But, like Andy, I will haunt their little world forever, whether they like it or not.
Sarah, et donc René Aviaud, et Gérard Morvilla, Jean-Louis Vière, etc. Et je continue, il y aura également les 8 France Culture, le 12 et le 13 et le 14, qui sont des cours de Michel Foucault au Collège de France.
Et puis là, on a souhaité diffuser en entier.
Formity, as we think of it now, what first inspired you to dissent?
Alors que dans les chemins de la connaissance, qui sont tous les matins,
on va y venir.
Ce sont des extraits. Donc là, on est
c'est l'intégralité.
C'est l'intégralité.
Au Collège de France.
Et le cours inédit, hein, il est complètement.
I don't think there is any seminal influences.
Et puis, inédit pour deux d'entre eux.
Totalement inédit. Et vous, Philippe Partier, avec François Evald, l'actualité avec Michel Foucault, donc, qui sera diffusé dans Surpris par la nuit.
And what we're doing in these testaments is the same computation. We're saying, suppose that we were traveling in a car that went at a steady speed of the slowest speed that the red car ever traveled during that interval of time. And then it jumps up to the slowest speed as the red car travels to the next level. And we just continue this process all the way down. Here we go. You can see this, for example, at the between 0.3 and 0.4 minutes. We're saying, suppose you went at a steady 0.6 miles per minute, whereas actually the red car at the end of that interval was 0.8. And we add these up. Now, this is a long addition process, because you see, if we go between 0 minutes and 3 minutes, look at how many intervals of time we have to have. We have 30 intervals of time. And when we add them up, you see this dot, dot, dot? That means we got bored. And so we didn't want to put all those in there. But the process is simple. That for every one of these tenths of an interval of time, it takes the speed of time. We add them all together, we get 8.7 minutes. But you can guess what we're going to do.
Véritable laboratoire de
right, we're going to do it anyway. Yeah, regardless of whether you want to or not. We're now going to assume that we go at steady speeds, but this time at the fastest speed that the red car ever attained during that interval. So it's a little faster than the red car. But it's not that much faster because it's now a tenth of a minute. So it's only during a tenth of a minute so that the red car didn't change speed that much during a tenth of a minute. And we do the same process again. Here it is. Each time, let's look at a typical time here. This time we're assuming we went at 0.8 miles per minute during the interval 0.3 to 0.4. Whereas in fact, the red car only went at 0.8 at the very last.
Radio Canada, en avril
1951, so here we go, we add up these 10 times 3, 30 little increments of time, we see how far we went, and we realize that the red car actually traveled less than this computation that we would do for the car traveling in that jerky motion.
I think the average TV watcher's school level is something, or middle age, somewhere around 12 or 11 now.
This is kind of torture thing.
Torture, yes. A woman's face never looks quite so beautiful as when it's distended in pain. Witness the beauty of childbirth.
On time and I'll make any face you want.
Let's not say we did. Take a deep breath. We're going to do the torture thing.
loneliness can feel so bad. There have been times I felt lonely because a lot of times it was just me and my grandmother. And I'd just be sitting in my room all day watching television and reading books. That was before I bought a computer, of course. So how do you cope with loneliness, Harvey?
Did I say I watch television?
Yeah, you mentioned you watch TV, you listen to your jazz records, you read, you write, you do your stick figures, so you could plan for your next comic book.
Yeah.
I've seen many of your stick figures, and that seems to be pretty interesting.
Hmm. Yeah.
Chocolate jelly beans, I'm going to have to try one.
Go ahead.
Depending on who your parents were and what kind of an American you are.
You read an email?
I mean email. So this one goes out to Dice. Dice, you once did a routine about what every Jewish mother wants from their daughter. To bring home a Jarella as a Steinfeld?
What's oh, like a Seinfeld.
So why does a guy worth...
every girl's mother dreams of.
So why does a guy worth $400 million with unlimited...
Residuals. You're supposed to be a journalist. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry. From syndication, marry a 28-year-old gold digger who left her husband 2 weeks after their honeymoon.
He's not that smart. And that's the power of the pussy. Yeah.
You know, an actor cannot act an abstract concept any more than I can photograph an abstract concept. I have to photograph something solid, including people, that can represent an abstract idea. But and likewise, an actor wants to play a real character. And it's very difficult to play a fantasy projection of some other character in the movie, often who is not in the same scene with you at that time. So it was a very tricky, subtle thing that he had to do, that I had to guide him through. What level of real Bill are we seeing here, and what level of the sort of demonic, murderous Bill that is the fantasy of the child are we seeing?
Please roll down your window, sir.
Sure, I don't see why not.
What would you like to have today?
I'm driving to Toledo to see a movie. Would you like to come?
Okay.
Do you want these gourmet jelly beans?
Sure. Would you like fries with them, sir?
Okay, but just a couple.
Would you like a beverage with that?
Yes, pina coladas.
Okay. Would you like an apple pie, sir?
No. I gave up sweets for Lent.
Okay. Would you like our Dirty Dozen special, sir?
That seems to be pretty interesting.
Dirty Dozen, sir. It's 13 hamburgers and one fry.
You're funny.
Would you like to supersize it, sir?
I don't think so.
Would you like to quadrasize it, sir?
Oh.
Yes, sir, quadrasize. Maximization, sir, of your drinks and fry.
Right. I recommend the pina coladas.
Continue.
Very empowering.
Sure. Okay. Thank you, sir. Can you please pull around to the pickup window? Sir, can you hear me? Hello? Is this thing on? Is this thing on, sir? Hello, sir, can you hear me? Sir, this is... I quit.
Well, now you can see that we're boxing in the actual distance traveled. We're boxing it in so that the distance that were traveled, we've now seen in the previous slide, we saw that the distance traveled was more than 8.7 miles. And here we see, by actually doing this addition, that it travels less than 9.3 miles. Now, suppose then we just continue this process, and we continue the process by dividing the time between the 0 minute mark and the 3 minute mark into finer and finer intervals of time.
And, you know, we're being dumbed down by the media. They place the lowest common denominator rather than trying to lift us. It's going to cry out for someone or some, you know, tight-knit group to solve planet Earth. We're at that point almost immediately. I mean, coming out mainstream news. So I
find on the part of economists who are the worst offenders in the financial market, 90% of all global transportation is powered by oil.
Can you give me two crullers, jelly donut with a powdered sugar?
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
And, hey, you got any of that day-old bread?
I think so.
Yeah?
Here you go. $3?
You're Harvey Pekar.
Yeah?
Alice Quinn from school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. College. Yeah. Yeah, we had a couple of lit classes together.
What happened to you? I mean, you just disappeared after two semesters.
Yeah, I know, man. And, you know, I got good grades and all, but there was that required math class, you know, hanging over my head. Eventually the pressure got to be too much, so...
You're doing okay anyway. I mean, I heard all about your jazz reviews and your comics.
You did?
Sure. You're famous. Meanwhile, I got my degree and I'm I'm just a plain old wife and mother.
Oh. Yeah, well, I'm not doing as great as you think. My second wife divorced me. I work a dead-end job as a file clerk, so, you know, sometimes I hang out with the guys in the corner, but most of the time I just stay at home by myself and I read.
Well, you're luckier than you think. Between my husband and my kids, it's impossible for me to curl up with a good book.
You know, I'm reading this book by Dreiser now. Jenny Gerhard.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah? You know, I hope that book don't end like so many of those naturalist novels with someone, you know, getting crushed to earth by forces he can't control.
Mm, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah?
I mean, it's certainly not your Hollywood happy ending, but it's pretty truthful, which is rare these days.
Yeah. All right.
This is me.
Oh, all right. Nice car.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't have one yet.
Oh, can I give you a lift somewhere?
No, that's all right. It's a nice day. I'll walk.
It was nice seeing you, Harvey.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Do you normally curse this much?
I didn't. What are you, a Mormon?
Yes, I'm a Mormon. That's why I just smoked a pack of Newport and drank 3 vodka tonics. What I'm saying is, back when we first met, you were all like, oh, fooey, I burned the darn muffins. Now, you go into a bar, 10 minutes later, sailors come running out. What up with that?
Mind your own damn business. While you're at it, I'm gonna smoke inside. Close the damn door.
There you are.
And if it takes a level of shock value for us to get rid of this moron in the White House, then so be it.
I concur.
Thank you, sir.
Extension of construction program. More farmers will have to face the same fate. A member of the Nanjing Political Consultative Conference, Yang Yanning, says it is their unshakable responsibility to help these poor farmers. Resettlement means farmers lose their property and land use rights, and they are no longer farmers if they have no land. Farmers should enjoy the same social security system as urban dwellers. Last year, I launched 4 proposals on suburban construction and resettlement, and the government has attached great importance to it. She adds that in Nanjing's newly promulgated regulations on resettlement, her suggestion on raising compensation for resettlement and establishing a security system for farmers without land has been adopted. The chairman of the Political Consultative Conference of Jiangsu Province, Xu Zhongling, says the conference regards the protection of resettled farmers' rights as its focus in political consultation and negotiation.
We have conducted research and held discussions on a wide range of hot issues concerning the interests of people, including the problem of resettlement of farmers. We also submit proposals to the provincial government.
He adds that their proposals have been carefully studied and some have been adopted by the government. Partly as a result of this, most resettled farmers' problems of accommodation, employment, and social security have been solved in Jiangsu. Zhou Yun, CRI News.
Operations are now underway at more than 500 Chinese travel agencies, which...
My name is Samantha. Samantha Kane.
No, forget all that. School teacher business, who's your cover? Do you hear me, Charlie?
You hear what I'm saying? Your memory was gone, you got confused, you bought your own cover. It was a fantasy, for Christ's sake. Samantha Kane never existed.
It's not a fantasy. I'm in the goddamn PTA.
Then quit. You're an assassin working for the United States government.
I don't know. I trained you.
Get the fuck out of here!
Something good rolls over a 20% per time unit. I'm going to keep measuring this stuff around here. This white honky world.
This is the police department. We have a building surrounding.
NewMetaphysics.com, of course. If you've got to put the W's up front so you can fuck the man, the toll gate gatekeeper. We don't need none of that around here. It's a mountain stream, of course. For some people, aren't allowed into that partition, I guess. Gotta have one. Some kind of hierarchy. Just remember now, when you stick it to the man, make sure it's the right one. Don't do what I done now. Watch that child logic. Things can roll over. They can flip. As we wend our way from border to border. Watch that third man. Could be a bridge, believe. Could be a subroutine of transcendence in your neighborhood. There's plenty of room on the head of that pin. Don't done what I do. Of course, you probably have. So get it straightened out. Regroup, get grounded,
so instead of doing just a tenth of a minute, we could do hundreds of them. And this would be amazing. It's 300 multiplications and additions, but we could do that. I mean, it'd be boring, right? It would be boring, but it's something like, for example, a computer could do, and we could actually get a number. And that's what this long expression means. All it says is that we'd look at the first interval of time, and this is the speed that we attained at the end of that first interval. Delta T, remember, just stands for a little tiny bit of time. Think of a hundredth of a minute or a thousandth of a minute. And then you can see that this is just a general formula. V of something says the speed at that time. So V of 3 delta T just says, at the time when you look at your watch, and it's like 3,000.
Are you making progress?
6,000. And then you multiply it by this delta T time. You add them up. This is what we've been doing before many times. And you add all these up, and you get an approximation to the distance traveled.
Water table. It is on dry, sunny days like this one that I find myself thinking about the enormous body of water that lies under this house. Cool, unseen reservoir, silent except for the sounds of dripping and the incalculable shifting of all the heavy, dark water that it holds. This is the water that our well was dug to sip, to lift to where we live, water drawn up and falling on our bare shoulders, water filling the inlets of our mouths, water in a pot on the stove. The house is nothing now but a blueprint of pipes, a network of faucets, nozzles, and spigots, and even outdoors, where light pierces the air and clouds fly over the canopies of trees, my thoughts flow underground, trying to imagine this cavernous scene below. Surely it is no pool with a colored ball floating on the blue surface, no grotto where a king would have his guests rowed around in swan-shaped boats. Between the dark lakes where the dark rivers flow, there is no ferry waiting on the shore of rock, and no man holding a long oar ready to take your last coin. This is the real earth and the real water it contains. But some nights, I must tell you, I go down there after everyone has fallen asleep. I swim back and forth in the echoing blankness, and I sing a love song as well as I can, lost for a while in the home of the rain.
New metaphysics. Gary Geiserman, Gary at newmetaphysics.com. Wireless on the beach. And watch out for the third member. And this is mushroom season. Till the end of August. Around here. I don't want to presume. God knows what it is I'm actually doing right now.
It's like snowflakes.
They only wondered at his cleverness in being able to fill his mouth even while singing. Much more to his taste were the watchers who sat close up to the bars, who were not content with the dim night lighting of the hall, but focused him in the full glare of the electric pocket torch given them by the impresario. The harsh light did not trouble him at all. In any case, he could never sleep properly, and he could always drowse a little, whatever the light, at any hour, even when the hall was thronged with noisy onlookers. He was quite happy at the prospect of spending a sleepless night with such watchers. He was ready to exchange jokes with them, to tell them stories of his nomadic life, anything at all to keep them awake and demonstrate to them, again, that he had no eatables in his cage and that he was fasting not as one of them could ever fast. But his happiest moment was when the morning came and an enormous breakfast was brought them at his expense, on which they flung themselves with the keen appetite of healthy men after a weary night of wakefulness. Of course, there were people who argued that this breakfast was an unfair attempt to bribe the watchers, but that was going rather too far. And when they were invited to take on a night's vigil without a breakfast, merely for the sake of the cause, they made themselves scarce, although they stuck stubbornly to their suspicions. Such suspicions, anyhow, were a necessary accompaniment to the profession of fasting. No one could possibly watch the hunger artist continually, day and night, so no one could produce first-hand evidence that the fast had really been rigorous and continuous. Only the artist himself could know that, and he was therefore bound to be the sole, completely satisfied spectator of his own fast. Yet, for other reasons, he was never satisfied. It was not perhaps mere fasting that had brought him to such skeletal thinness that many people had regretfully to keep away from his exhibitions, because the sight of him was too much for them. Perhaps it was dissatisfaction with himself that had worn him down. For he alone knew what no other initiate knew, how easy it was to fast.
You excrete in water closets that empty through labyrinths of pipe into the ocean, and the only hunting you do is for places to park your chariots. War rages in distant lands, though you are no longer permitted to see it on your screens. The battle over the dwindling resources grows uglier. Whole nations are left to starve and encouraged to destroy one another. There are riots and looting in your cities, and martial law is declared. Then, for the first time, your tallest building is almost destroyed. Your elites begin to fear for their property and know that only the strongest of them will survive. The octopus clings more tightly as the planet dies. Your bodies become weak as your water and food grow more poisonous. In the summer, the air is unbreathable and you are warned to stay inside. Soon there are shortages, and even you go hungry. Your leaders lose control and fight each other. The holes in your atmosphere expand, and there are oxygen wars. The octopus empties the earth, and her surface begins to collapse, causing tremendous earthquakes. Waves wash over your cities as your continent sinks. Only the simultaneous enlightenment of your entire species can prevent this. You are the eyes of the world and the crown of creation. Surrender before it is too late and slay the octopus. You cannot win your war with the earth.
Income tax graduated up to 100% on all income.
And that's how business operates. You know, corporate capitalism is very much like large warring armies within each industry. And now crossover industries too, but you know, it's a very Japanese kind of shogun type of thing, you know, of warring clans and these internecine warfare that they use. But again, it's based on the Western values in this case, and very much what you see in business, and of course, secret underground business. Which is the interface with the intelligence community and the government. So depending on the industry and the level, it's all formulated holographically on centralized authority. Top down, top right sized pyramid. And dominate. Now this didn't. It could have been philosopher kids, which still wouldn't be very good either. That was only one dream of domination reality, to have some sort of working. Model. In fact, all the dreams of our world, you know, fairness, freedom from domination, and for domination, well, again, we do them both. Not in one. This isn't a working man's radical politics. This is holistic metaphysics. And you know, so format structures are all different in many ways. You're not the least of which is credulity. Looking for a centralized authority to interpret what I'm talking about is like the tail on the elephant that letting them understand that they were, you know, the people were mighty and the people could change things however they wanted. And what's funny is that I've looked for this all my life. You know, I read about it in history books, but what I actually found in Kansas is I did find a populist movement. I found a movement of angry working class people, of people who thought they were disenfranchised and all this stuff, and who went door to door, and who I even found people who had mortgaged their houses to, you know, people who were not wealthy, who had mortgaged their houses in order to you know, further advance the cause. But these people, get this, these people were on the right. They were like anti-abortion activists and school vouchers activists, and this, you know, this.
Dear Mr. Picar. Greetings from the second smallest state in the Union. An endless plastics and nylon plantation controlled by giant chemical corporations. To make matters more dismal, there are no decent comic book stores in my town, which is why my partner and I opened one ourselves. Despite our steadily faltering business, my partner managed to sell the last copy of American Splendor No. 8 out from under me. I'm a big fan, and I hate to wait for a new order. Is there any way I can get it from you direct? Sincerely, Joyce Bradner.
Yeah, she's got good-looking handwriting.
Dear Joyce, thanks for the letter. Dear Joyce, thanks for the letter. What do you do besides selling comics?
Anybody in the room ever done any creative writing of any sort? I'm a sometime activist, and I teach writing to prisoners. I try to help them build an interior life and make art out of their monotonous, suffocating routine.
Exponential fold, of course. They're geometrical. You know, in its ramifications in our meaning field, you know, our philosophy field of, you know, our analytic side, you know, the art of philosophy, which...
This sounds familiar. So you married or what?
I'm divorced, thank God.
Look, I think you and I got a lot in common, you know? How am I going to get you to come visit me in Cleveland?
Cleveland?
Yeah.
You think that's a good idea?
Yeah, it's a great idea. You know, you should meet me because I'm a great guy. You know, despite the way my comics read, I got a lot of redeeming characteristics.
I don't know. Where would I stay?
I don't know. With me. You know, don't worry. I'm not going to put no moves on you.
I'm not worried about that. Hold on. I just spilled my chamomile tea all over my...
Yeah. So, what are you worried about, then?
Well, it's the way all of the different artists draw you.
What?
You know, I don't really know what to expect. Sometimes you look like a younger Brando, but then the way Crumb draws you, you look like a hairy ape with all these... wavy, stinky lines undulating off your body. I don't really know what to expect.
No, those are motion lines. I'm an active guy. Anyway, look, just come out here and...
It was the easiest thing in the world. He made no secret of this, yet people did not believe him. At best, they sat him down as modest.
I will try to be anyone that you want me to be.
Most of them,
okay,
however,
that's a dangerous offer,
thought that he was out for publicity or else was
I'm a notorious reformer,
some kind of cheat who had found it easy to fast because he had discovered a way of making it easy, and then had the impudence to admit the fact, more or less. A few years later, when the witnesses of such scenes called them to mind, they often failed to understand themselves at all. For meanwhile, the aforementioned change in public interest had set in. It seemed to happen almost overnight. There may have been profound causes for it, but who was going to bother about that? At any rate, the pampered hunger artist suddenly found himself deserted one fine day by the amusement seekers, who went screaming past him to other more favored attractions.
Thank you.
last time, the impresario hurried him over half of Europe to discover whether the old interest might still survive here and there. All in vain. Everywhere, as if by secret agreement, a positive revulsion from professional fasting was in evidence. Of course, it could not really have sprung up so suddenly as all that, and many premonitory symptoms which had not been sufficiently remarked or suppressed during the rush and glitter of success now came retrospectively to mind. But it was now too late to take any countermeasures.
Particular private contractors are getting a lot of press attention. There may be as many as 27 private companies that the United States Army employed to run interrogation operations. Interrogators could earn up to $120,000 a year. They're described as private military contractors, but the work they do may not be easily understood under that title. You cite a January advertisement placed by an agency, United Placements, looking for Army interrogators. And the ad read, Iraq, job number 8, 30 positions, compensation to $120,000. Individuals must be trained interrogators with at least 5 years of experience. Individuals must be knowledgeable of Army joint interrogation procedures, data processing systems, knowledge of Arabic language and culture a plus. Candidates must have documented in their resumes 5 years of HUMINT collection and or interrogation experience. HUMINT is the little acronym or abbreviation.
Person.
Hey. Look, before we get started with any of this, you might as well know right off the bat I had a vasectomy.
Okay, people, I got what I need. Move in, do them both.
Hey. That man walking this way.
Is that him?
I think so. Mr. Waldman?
This way, come on! Come on! No! Come on!
All right, I got 3 shots left in this revolver. You got a full clip. Just point and spray. Okay? Ready? And... fuck it! Run for your life! There's no way out!
Controls are just squashed down near the bottom of the screen, and you have as much of the screen as possible for your image.
To describe human intelligence.
Exactly. Do you want me to say?
Good morning. This is Gore Vidal in the Hollywood Hills in the midst of an election for president, which might get terribly interesting in the next few weeks. I was just thinking about communications, about the early days of television, the Jurassic period, and Hugh Downs, who was a very effective kind of anchor person, and he and I would be on for 1 hour in the morning with a copy of the New York Times between us, so we'd have something to laugh about, even laugh at. And we would just sort of read it and comment. Every now and then they'd do a commercial. Every now and then they would bring on the news. And television really worked in those days. Radio has always worked in the sense that
your ear and someone else's voice. And the...
In America, a new president had just been elected, Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Kinetic energy between the two is supposed to transmit ideas. One idea that I'm having as of this morning for you, which is an afternoon for me, in the Hollywood Hills with the rain coming down and a pepper tree trying to bloom. And I've been thinking about the election and Howard Dean being gone, the delight with which the press took. They were very obsequious when he was on top. They were very sneering when he fell. But I thought about him that so far there have been only two voices worth listening.
This is the police department.
One was Howard Dean attacking the war in Iraq and its consequences, which are still going on.
By taking more and more divisions, that is, smaller and smaller delta teams, you get one answer. You never get the right answer.
Could his Republican administration be persuaded to help? British Foreign Secretary Anthony Eden went to meet him, taking men from MI6 and the Foreign Office to consult the CIA.
We went there really, I would have said, to persuade the Americans at that stage that we weren't going to get anywhere with Mossadegh and that his remaining in power was very dangerous to both our interests, and also to tell them a little bit about the means we had at our disposal for changing the government. And we felt, after we'd been talking for some time, that they accepted that Mossadegh remaining in power would eventually lead to a communist takeover.
It was my feeling then, it remains my feeling, that the British understood the extent of paranoia concerning the communist.
Richard Cotton, former CIA agent.
Joe McCarthy, and that the British consciously played on that fear.
www.applespecialist.com. Kevin, thank you very much for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean. Always good talking to you.
We'll see you in San Francisco.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye. I met Kevin first time in San Francisco about 2 or 3 years ago, and really nice guy, and I was very happy to see him involved with this Apple Specialist Marketing Group. So check him out if you want to find out an Apple Specialist in your area. We stopped at the Radtech booth later. My girlfriend, Jill, who has a birthday this Saturday.
The basketball tickets for the Duke University game.
Company that comes to mind most often is Aspire Media. Mm-hmm. You know, some of all three games that I just mentioned that are part of the Adrenaline Sports Pack are Activision licensed titles from Aspire Media. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I got an itchy nose.
And we got you on camera doing it too.
Yeah, I know. Great.
You basically open up one piece of video at a time. You have this Wacom pen, which is pressure sensitive, so the harder you press down, you get a thicker line.
metaphysics. Newmetaphysics.com with the W's. Download or stream. I gotta go. I gotta get back to. Not being a part of any of this. I've got to get back. Not being a part of this.
But you have a media which belongs to corporate America. The media is there to sell things that people don't need. It's there to cover up for corporate America, who also owns the political system. I don't think the Bush family put up the $300 million that the president has acquired thus far, I'm told, to re-election. That came from corporate America. And I see no sign that Dennis Kucinich got one penny of it, or any of the other voices that want to talk about the real America, the people who do their duty militarily, and as civilians. It's though a great door has slammed shut inside the Republic, and the people are locked in, and they want to get out, but they don't know where the key is. They don't see anybody coming along who promises them even the notion that they might get out. I enjoy the senator from North Carolina, and I enjoy that there are two Americas. You know, we got two countries, poor country and a rich country. Well, we sure have. And it's nice that he has recognized this. Most people who live in the United States know that there are two Americas. One gets poorer and poorer, and the other gets richer and richer. What Americans don't know is how highly taxed the middle class and under are. And unlike other countries, they get nothing back for it. We have no national health. Every country has that. We have a terrible public educational system. We have a terrible public educational system. We have no national health. Every country has that.
Rising up like a beautiful bubble to the surface.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Something's wrong. You keep looking around everywhere.
I guess I never imagined you'd eat in a place like this.
What, me? No, I've never been here. I thought you'd like it. But obviously you don't, do you?
It's fine. What difference does it make?
I don't know. None, I guess. Man, I got a lot of meat on this menu.
You're a vegetarian?
Kinda, you know. I mean,
Ever since I got a pet cat, you know, I've had a lot of trouble eating animals.
Huh. I support and identify with groups like PETA, but unfortunately, I'm a self-diagnosed anemic.
Uh-huh.
Also, I have all these food allergies to vegetables, which give me serious intestinal distress. I guess I have a lot of borderline health disorders that limit me politically when it comes to eating.
Wow, you're a sick woman.
Not yet, but I expect to be. Everyone in my family has some sort of degenerative illness. Good evening.
A lot of people, when they first get started, have a little bit of trouble with the interpolation aspect of it. And comes out. Nothing has been announced yet about the Mac version, although we do know that it's coming. Very exciting news. Now, the big now outside of where it's coming from, the next big question that we have to get answered is what kind of system it's going to take.
Yeah.
We know that the system requirements on the PC side are going to be very steep. They're asking for like a gigahertz and a half. You do kind of have to keep track of your lines. You know, most artists would not think. They wouldn't think at all about what line they're drawing and where they're drawing it, you know?
CPU power, an ATI Radeon 8500 card or better, 384 megs of RAM, I think, is the minimum.
And that's something you have to kind of, you have to learn to do that if you're going to use that feature.
So you would essentially draw that in black or trace it in black and white and then add color to it?
Usually. The scene as a whole has a lot of different elements, and not everyone moves all the time. Like, the house definitely doesn't change shape or anything, so you really only want to draw it once. What we do for situations like that is you have something called a frozen layer, which is this, like, where you see this green triangle, and that is almost like a paper cutout. You draw it once, and then you can just position it at wherever it is in the video. So I'm going to turn off the rest of these layers. If I turn off the background, you'll see that disappears. You can see how it's just been positioned to follow the movements of the house. Because it's all, the whole movie is handheld, and so all the backgrounds are shifting around and everything. So rather than have to draw all that movement, we just sort of do sort of this paper cutout, floaty sort of look. Like, I can go in and just draw, add to this layer. If I wanted to draw something right on top of there, then that's now part of that layer, and as it moves around, it'll move with the rest of the layer. The decision, I guess, to keep everyone's styles coherent. We had a problem with Figures of Speech, our previous project, in that everyone just used completely wild colors. Like, no one referenced anyone else's work, so that when you see it all together, it's like this barrage of color, which is good for that project because they're little shorts. But for this, you know, it would just completely overwhelm you. So what we had people do is not even pretty much avoid picking color from a palette like you would usually do, and just pick colors up off of the video. So like, you can pick up the color from there and use that. And so I'd encourage people just to use the colors that were present in the video. It tended to hold it together better.
Thank you.
catcher who has never yet been able to hit the bullseye. The four mists of chaos, the north, the east, the west, and the south, went to visit Chaos himself. He treated them all very kindly, and when they were thinking of leaving, they consulted among themselves how they might repay his hospitality. Since they had noticed that he had no holes in his body, as they each had, eyes, nose, mouth, ears, etc., they decided each day to provide him with an opening. At the end of 7 days, Kwangtse tells, Chaos died. Now and then, I come across an article on that rock garden in Japan where there's just a space of sand and a few rocks in it. The author, no matter who he is, sets out either to suggest that the position of the rock in the space...
You don't have any problems with moving to Cleveland?
Beauty when observed,
not really.
Or not satisfied.
I find most American cities to be depressing in the same way.
And you're so okay with a vasectomy, then?
The Japanese music and dance critic, his first name is Erio, I told him that I thought those stones could have been anywhere in that space, that I doubted whether their relationship with the planned one, that the emptiness of the sand was such that it could support stones at any points in it. Ashihara had already given me a present, some table mats, but then he asked me to wait a moment while he went into his hotel. He came out and gave me the tie I am now wearing. After he heard this lecture, which I first gave in Brussels in a French pavilion, Karl-Heinz Stockhausen said, you should have said, the tie I was wearing yesterday. An old rabbi in Poland, thereabouts, was walking in a thunderstorm from one village to another. His health was poor. He was blind, covered with sores. All the afflictions of Job were his.
I tried everything.
Stumbling
but
over
nothing
something.
Nothing could get this woman out of bed.
In mud.
I mean, she wouldn't get a job, wouldn't go out, wouldn't make friends.
With difficulty.
Nothing.
He raised his hand towards heaven and
Joyce
cried out.
Joyce diagnosed herself as clinically depressed.
God. The devil.
I don't know what the hell
earth,
she was going through. But it was sure taking its toll on me.
Beautifully. Morris Graves used to have an old Ford in Seattle. He had removed all the seats and put in a table and chairs so that the car was like a small furnished room. Books, a vase with flowers,
what exactly
and so forth.
Do you want me to say?
One day he drove up to a luncheonette, parked, opened the door on the street side, and rolled the red carpet across the sidewalk. All Graves did was eat the hamburger, pay his bill, get back in the car, roll up the carpet, and drive off. Once when I was a child in Los Angeles, I went downtown on a streetcar. Hot day. Then I got out of the streetcar, the tar on the pavement stuck to my feet. I was barefoot. Getting to the sidewalk, I found it so hot that I had to run to keep from blistering my feet.
The growth is malignant. What we don't know is how far it may have spread. Once we have the results, we can make more informed decisions about treatment.
How can I have cancer?
I don't feel sick at all.
That's a positive thing.
My cousin Norman died of lymphoma. He was 29. He was a brilliant oncologist.
Stop it. You're not going to die, Harvey. You're not.
What's going to happen to you, baby? Who's going to take care of you if
Harvey,
I'm not
around? Harvey, look at me and focus. We are going to get through this. I understand illness. I know how to handle these things.
Yeah, but that's... You know, I'm not strong enough. I don't know how to be positive. I can't do that. I can't do it.
Yes, you can.
No, I
can't.
Yes, can.
You can. I'll tell you how. You'll make a comic book of the whole thing. You'll document every detail. And that way you'll remove yourself from the experience until it's over.
I can't do that. I'm just not strong enough. Man, I just want to die.
That's fine. I'll do it without you.
I went into a five and dime to get a root beer. When I came to the counter where it was sold from a large barrel and asked for some, a man standing on the counter high above me said, "Wait, I'm putting in the syrup."